Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Frentech launches its V2 app and Frend token. A victim loses $70 million from an address poisoning attack. Layer 0 launches a self-report SIBO program. And EigenDA onboards rollups to mainnet. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETHDaily. Frentech, a base native social application where users can trade profile-based shares, quietly launched its V2 update alongside its Frend token airdrop. Users who accumulated points over the previous 8 months can now claim their Frend tokens. Frend has a total supply of 72 million and a market cap of 130 million. Following its release, the price of Frend dropped to a low of below $1, but has since rebounded to around $1.90. Eligible users can instantly claim 10% of their airdrop allocation, but must follow at least 10 users and join a club to unlock the remaining 90%. A club is a tokenized chat room featuring a customized price curve. Frend is used as the native currency for purchasing club memberships. An Ethereum user lost $70 million from an address poisoning attack. The victim sent 1,155 wrapped Bitcoin to an attacker who spammed his wallet with a zero-value ETH transfer using an address that looks similar to their own. The attack vector aims to trick the victim into transferring assets to a similar-looking fraudulent address. In this case, the victim fell for the simple attack vector. EtherScan typically makes an effort to hide zero-value token transfers on its Block Explorer by default. However, some transfers can still slip through the filter. Users are advised to carefully verify addresses in full and refrain from copying addresses directly from EtherScan. The use of ENS domains also helps address this attack vector. Layer 0, a cross-chain messaging protocol, launched a self-report program for SIBO users as part of its upcoming airdrop. The program rewards SIBO users who voluntarily report themselves by granting them 15% of their intended allocation. SIBO users who fail to self-report and are then identified by bounty hunters will forfeit their entire token allocation. Users have until May 17th to self-report. Layer 0 is expanding the scope of SIBO behavior to include more than just SIBO factories. The protocol will flag the repetitive use of gas refueling dApps to appear active as a SIBO activity. Layer 0 confirmed the snapshot for its airdrop, which was taken on May 1st. Layer 0's bridging protocol enables dApps to access cross-chain liquidity. And lastly, EigenDA, EigenLayer's native data availability solution, is now onboarding rollups onto its mainnet. Although still in beta, the onboarding process is intended to stress test the network's traffic capacity. EigenDA has 115 operators and 400,000 ETH in delegated stake from 42,000 restakers. EigenDA aims to be competitive with EIP-4844 data blobs and will be production ready as part of a general availability release in the coming months. In other news, Ethereum name service turns 7, Paradigm introduces Wrath execution extensions, and HAI approves SNX collateral. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.